Atmabodha, page 13, verse 61. Okay. Yad bhasa bhasya terakadi. Yad bhasa bhasya terakadi. Bhasyar yat tuna bhasyate. Bhasyar yat tuna bhasyate. Yena sarvamidam bhati. Yena sarvamidam bhati. Tad brahmetya vadhariyet. Tad brahmetya vadhariyet. Yad bhasa bhasya terakadi. Yad bhasa bhasyate rakadi, bhasyar yat tuna bhasyate, bhasyar yat tuna bhasyate, yena sarvamidam bhanti, yena sarvamidam bhanti, yad brahmetya vadhariyet, tad brahmetya vadhariyet. Let me break the sandhi. Yat bhasa bhasyate arka adi. Bhasyate arka adi. Bhasyaihi yat tu na bhasyate. Yena sarvam idam.
Where is the sarvam? Where's the ma for the sarvam?
Look at it. Do I have a typo there?
No. Maybe I'm just.
Let me see.
Even in the translation.
You know what it is? It's a typo. And what it should see that first da there? Mm-hmm. You see the first da, the mm-hmm. D?
Uh-huh.
That should be a ma.
It's sarvadidam.
Sarvam idam. I've got a typo. Sorry.
You should look at the typo on the transliteration.
No, well, because the transliteration is just taken from the Sanskrit, right?
Mm-hmm. Also, write it out, John.
It should look like this.
Sarvamidam.
Well, that's a big typo.
That's a big typo. Beg your pardon. That's how it should look, okay? For those who are using
Sarvamidam. So the whole letter is wrong.
Only half of the letter is wrong. The whole letter is wrong. Replace the first da with ma, okay? This is what's wrong.
It's a scandal, Edward.
This letter here, this should be M. What you see in your book is da. Replace the da with a ma. Sarvamidam. And I'll correct it, okay? I'll correct it on the site so you can print out another one. Okay? Okay, let's try again.
You remember.
I'll remember. These things I remember. Okay. Yena sarvam idam bhati tat brahma iti avadhariyate. Okay? All right, let's look at this first quarter. This light. That bhasa is in the instrumental singular. By which light? By the light of whom? By whose light? Okay. Bhasa. It's the instrumental singular from bhas. You haven't learned it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So bhasa. By the light of whom? Compound. Yet is compounded with bhas. So by whose light? Bhasyate arka adi. This is arka adi is in the neuter nominative singular. Arka means sun. Arka adi, the sun, etc. So the sun, the moon, all the luminaries. By whose light the luminaries bhasyate are illumined. The sun, etc. is illumined. Bhasyate.
Bhasyate is illumined.
Bhasyate. is illumined. By whose light the sun, that which begins with the sun. So Adi is in the nominative singular. Arkadi, the sun, and other luminaries, in English we'd say are illumined. But we say that which begins with the sun, the group beginning with the sun, means all the luminaries. By whose light the sun, etc., is illumined. Basyaihi yetu nabasyate. To, but that which yet nabasyate, but that which nabasyate is not illumined, basyaihi, by those luminaries, by those luminaries, by those which illumine. Basyaihi, instrumental plural. Basyas are those things which are illumined, right? The basyas are those things which are illumined, like the sun, the moon, etc. Those things which are illumined. So by those things which are illumined, yet that which, to, whereas, or but, na basyate. So let me just give you in English the first line, okay? If I take the first quarter, yed basa basyate arkadi. By whose light, okay, the sun, etc., is illumined. But, basyaihi yetu nabasyate, but which is not illumined by those things which are illumined. Mm-hmm. Right? Brahman illumines the sun, the moon, all the luminaries, but those luminaries do not illumine Brahman.
One more time,
that's
not illumined.
That which, but, tat, to, means to, but, yet, that which, na, basyate, is not illumined, basyaihi, by the luminaries.
Okay.
Yet basa, by whose light, basyate, is illumined, arkadi, the sun, etc. Basyaihi, by those that illumine, those luminaries, that which, to, whereas, but, nabasyate, is not illumined. You see it?
So the
basyaihi, that which is illumined. Those things which are illumined. Basyaihi, those things which illumine.
Mm-hmm.
Those things which are illumined, they do not illumine that. Those luminaries, the basyas are the luminaries. By the luminaries, that which is not illumined by the luminaries. Referring back to the sun, etc.
Right.
Which are illumined by whose light? Those luminaries, by those luminaries, that which is not illumined. So it's just saying, mm-hmm. by whose light the luminaries are illumined, but which the luminaries do not illumine, mm-hmm. right? But who the luminaries do not illumine? The light of whom, the light by whose light the luminaries are illumined, the sun, etc., are illumined, but by those luminaries that which is not illumined, the one who is not illumined by the luminaries. Whose light lights up the luminaries? Wow. You see it? Okay.
That's luminosity.
Yena, now some more. Yena, by whom, it's all referring to Brahman, we'll see when we get to the last quarter. Yena, by whom, sarvam idam, all this. When you say sarvam idam, it means everything. All this, this jagat. It's a word, it's often used, you could even say as a whole, sarvam idam jagat, this entire jagat, or you can just, this entire universe, or sometimes you just say sarvam idam, all this. Sarvam idam, all this, bhati, shines.
Oh, bhati doesn't mean is? Just
no, that's bhavati.
Okay. Yeah.
Bhati means shines. By whom all of this shines. And we don't,
actually talk this way in English, the bah means something itself appears, right? So if this universe appears, it's lit up, it shines. This universe shines. Why does it shine? Why is this universe manifest or lit up? Why is it known? Bhati. Because of whom all this shines. See, in English we don't really say that. What do we mean by that? It's like shining an apple or something. But it means by, because of which this entire universe is known. It's not known. The universe is not known. It's not self-evident. It doesn't shine. It isn't manifest. It isn't known because of itself. It's known. It shines. It's an object of consciousness because of Brahman. It shines because of Brahman, not because of itself. Brahman itself, we would say for Brahma, Swayam Bhati. If I say Brahma, Swayam Bhati. Swayam is an indeclinable and it's reflexive. It means, Swayam Bhati means it shines of its own, on its own. It means self-evident. Like the as an example, we could say, the sun, Suryaha, Swayam Bhati. The sun shines of its own accord. If we're just speaking within relativity, right? You're not taking another luminary to light up the sun within the creation. But now it's saying the sun itself shines in consciousness means it is known, right? Because of whom? So, by whom sarvam idam bhati, all this shines.
Here, what's the root for bhati?
Bha.
And bhu is a different root than
bhu. Bhu is totally different. Bhu means bhu bhavati.
Okay, so bhu is the
to become.
And then bha is shine.
We have three basic roots for the root to be. One is us, asti, asi. And that has usually translates more of just it is, the sense of is. Bhu can be means bhavati. Is it is, but it is and it becomes. It's often more translated in terms of becomes. Okay, but still can be translated as is. The other one is vrit vartate, atmanepada. That means it can be used as just it is or it remains. It is there. So the emphasis is on its placement, on its remaining, something is there. But they can all just translate as us, as bhu vrit, okay? And it has nothing to do with bha. Bha means luminosity, to appear, to shine. Okay. Everybody got that? So now let's look. Yena, by whom sarvam idam bhati, all this shines. Nominative singular, sarvam idam bhati, the neuter. Tad brahma, that brahman iti avadariye. May you know, one should know. Potential third person singular. One must know, one must clearly understand, one must determine clearly to that Brahman. Okay, so if your basic, one must determine iti what? Tad Brahman. That Brahman, now go back up to the beginning, that Brahman, by whose light? Right, by whose light Arkadi, the sun, etc., is illumined? That Brahman, which is not illumined, that Brahman, but that Brahman, but that, but once you know that Brahman now, which is not illumined, right, by those luminaries. That Brahman by which, yena, sarvam idam bhati, all this shines. You see?
That's why no object can show you Brahman. Right?
Yeah.
But why all objects are shown by Brahman.
That's right. Yeah.
Is there anything in there, like for the sun, etc., that indicates etc., or is that just...
The Adi. Now, when you have... Okay, Hal. The word Adi means the beginning. Mm-hmm. Beginning. That's what how it translates.
Okay. Beginning with the sun, etc.
That's
like
right.
That.
And so when Adi comes after a word, like Arka Adi, it means beginning with the sun. In English, you'd say the sun, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it, beginning with that sun, you would include all of the things that are like the sun, like the luminaries, like the sun, the moon, the stars, the fire, anything that lights up, the whole group of luminaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second line, it says, idam jagat, all of this, in fact. Right?
Okay.
But it stopped in the first line. It's using the luminaries, because the luminaries are that because of which we see things. So Brahman lights up the luminaries because of which we see things. But these luminaries don't light up Brahman. Brahman is that because of which everything is lit up. So that's going beyond the luminaries. Right? The luminaries light up all of this world, which allow me to see. Brahman lights up the luminaries. The luminaries don't light up Brahman. In fact, Brahman is the consciousness because of which everything is lit up. The seer, the luminaries and the seer and the seen. You see it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Maybe I can get the... Let's try it again, but chanting. Yad bhasa bhasya tera kadi. Yad bhasa bhasya tera kadi. Bhasyar yatina bhasyate. Bhasyar yatina bhasyate. Yena sarvamidam bhati. Yena sarvamidam bhati. Tad brahmetya vadharaye.
This last quarter we've been having repeating, right? Let's go to the next verse.
Soyam antar bahir vyapya. Soyam antar bahir vyapya. Bhasyan nakilam jagat jagat. Bhasyan nakilam jagat. Brahma Brahma prakashate vanni. Brahma prakashate vanni. Pratattaya sapindavat. Pratattaya sapindavat. I'm breaking a compound there, which we don't want to do, but let's try again. Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Bhasayan akilam jagat. Bhasayan akilam jagat. Brahma prakashate vanni. Brahma prakashate vanni. Pratattaya sapindavat. Pratattaya sapindavat. Let's do the Sandhi and then we'll work on this chanting a little bit more. Swayam, Swayam, Antar, Bahir, you have to pick up that R, right? Bahir, Vyapya, Bhasayan, Akilam, Jagat. Brahma prakashate vanni pratapta ayasa. Pratapta, then ayasa. Pindavat. Vanni pratapta ayasa pindavat. Okay? Okay, Swayam is indeclinable, and it's going to be reflexive to the verb. The verb is not until the second line, prakashate. The main sentence, look at the second line, is Brahma prakashate, Brahma shines. Brahma Swayam prakashate, Brahma itself shines. That's your basic sentence. So that Swayam reflexive, Brahman itself shines. Nothing else is making it shine. It's Swayam is being used to make the prakashate self-evident. So Brahman, Brahma Swayam prakashate, Brahma itself shines. Okay, that's your basic sentence. So now let's look at that first line. Antar bahir vyapya. Vyapya is an indeclinable past participle that you usually see as twa, right? But when the root is V plus op, which would make Vyap. Vyap, when in In Sanskrit, when a root has a preposition, an upasarga, attached to it, that twa becomes ya. The twa is replaced by ya. So vyapya means having pervaded. V plus op means to pervade.
Vyapta is a vyapta?
Vyapti. Vyapta is a past passive participle. Vyapta.
And same meaning though.
Well, is pervaded. Vyapta would be is pervaded. Vyapya is having pervaded. Indeclinable past participle. It takes the ya instead of the twa because there's an upasarga, preposition in front of it. The word, the verbal root is op, to obtain. But op plus v means to pervade. Vyap. To go everywhere. So vyap, to make it into an indeclinable past participle, you add a ya. Vyapya. Having pervaded. Outside and inside. Right? So, antara is inside. Bahir is outside. Antara bahir. From antis, antara is the word. Bahis is the word. Becomes our. So, inside and outside. Right? Antara, inside, outside. Having, it's a way of saying everywhere. Having pervaded inside and outside means there's no place that is not. Say, you as a jiva, you're here, you are. There's all of this is outside. All of this is inside. In your mind or your antakarana, the, you know, all, no matter what the experience, internal or external. So vyapya, having pervaded, antara, bahir. Inside, outside. Basayan, illumining. Bas means to shine. Basaya means to make shine. Basayan is a present participle that you haven't learned yet. So present participle, how present participle works is like this. Singing, I walk. Singing is a present participle. So while I'm walking, I'm singing. So that means that you have the major verb, and this is happening at the same time as the major verb is happening. So the major verb in this, that's present participle. The major sentence here in the verb is prakashate. So Brahma, swayam prakashate. Brahman itself shines. Okay. While it's shining, it is illumining. So shining, Brahman shines. Illumining the entire world. Akilam jagat. Okay? Akilam means all, entire. Jagat means world. Now, do you see that double na there? The double na is a Sunday rule. We've had this, but you probably don't remember it. The Sunday rule goes like this. If you have... Let me write it on here. This Sunday rule can be very confusing, so that's why I'm going to write it on here. It's in your Sunday notes. But if you have a na, a na, or a na, one of these, if I have those three, short vowel, followed by na, it's an easier way to put it. Okay. You have a short vowel on this side, followed by one of these, followed by any vowel on this side. Okay?
Nasal doubles. Yes!
Nasal doubles. Okay, so here's the example is Basayan. Short vowel. Followed by, oops, Akilam. Okay? So, Basayan, Akilam, short vowel. This could be short or long. But when this is short, this will double.
So if it was Basayan, it would not have doubled?
No, only if it's short. So short vowel, followed by na, na, na. Actually, this is okay.
Right.
Followed by any vowel on this side, this will double. Okay? And I'll tell you, sometimes you have to know this rule. Because what if I said,
Because it would negate it otherwise, two nuns.
That's right. If this, well, if this was oculum, for instance, if this was oculum, this could be no.
Right.
Right?
So no, it would entirely change the...
Totally change the meaning. If this word started like with a long ah, like atma, say the word was atma, okay, the atma not shining, because na plus ah would be na, and you wouldn't know whether to break this, that this would, if you don't know this sunday, then this would have, if you didn't know this sunday, this would have to break as basyan na atma. It's not going to be like that. Right? But if you know the sunday, you know that this is an extra, it can be an extra nut, or it could be a name. You have a choice. So only context is going to tell you. Let me just make that clear, more clear. If I happen to have a word that begins with an ah, this is the problem. The word na means not, okay? So what if I had this bossy in? This is the sunday that I saw. Basyan not ma. I have to break the sunday. Say I'm very, very clear that basyan is a word. Okay, so I'm going to break that. That which causes to illumine. But now I have this. And if I don't know that sunday, then I know the word atma, but I have this extra na. So I'm going to go na. Atma. And now the sunday's broken.
Yeah.
Properly. Na plus atma becomes not ma, and basya not ma. But that means the atma not shut.
Yeah.
It is not the atma. Because asti would have, there is no atma. Say asti would be a
this. Then you'd be a Buddhist.
Yeah,
there is no atma which is shining.
But what if your context wanted to say not the atma or not something that is shining? Wouldn't, you know what I mean? Supposing
you
wanted to say that, then...
Well, then it's going to, can be either way. It can, because this sunday is not going to apply. But this sunday will only apply if it's followed by a vowel, but if it's actually followed by na,
oh.
So you have to, context is going to have to tell you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Context will have to tell you, and it can be broken either way. You have to know that it can be broken either way.
Mm.
Because otherwise you could be making a big mistake. You have to, or you think, is this a typo, or what are they saying, or have I never understood anything?
So like,
well,
someone could misinterpret this as nakilam, which is like not the entire world or something.
Except it, there it's a short akilam, so it's not going to break that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But if it was a long ah, then it could be break that way, right?
Hmm.
In plus see, if I had na plus let me just show you that. If I had this, a na, which means not, and then the word akilam. That will only be nakilam.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because a plus a is a.
Right.
So that's going to be nakilam.
So this couldn't really be necessary.
It couldn't be. It couldn't be. Because here it's basyan nakilam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously a double.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it would have to be basyan nakilam. And the only way you could misinterpret it if the word was actually nakilam, oculum.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Good.
So for this double nasal sandwich to work, you get the short vowel, and then you got any vowel.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right. So, okay, let's take a look. Okay, so your basic sentence, Brahma prakashate swayam, Brahman itself shines, having pervaded the inside and the outside, basyan, present participle, so Brahman itself shines, illumining, Basi, and it's actually a conditional which you haven't learned yet. Conditional, I didn't mean conditional, I meant causal. It's a causal, means causing to shine. So we would say in English, we'd say illumining. Brahman itself shines, illumining accusatives, akilam jagat, the entire world. So having pervaded the inside and the outside, Brahman itself shines, illumining akilam jagat.
I got confused about inside and outside. Where is that?
Antara, inside. Bahira, outside.
It's not antara, right? It's antara.
Antara, I'm sorry. Antara. Antara, inside.
Uh-huh.
Bahira, outside. Vyapya, having pervaded. Antara, bahira, vyapya. Having pervaded. Antara, bahira, inside, outside. Basiyan, illumining. Akilam, jagat. The entire world. Then, in the last quarter, it gives an example. Vani means fire. Pratapta means burning, hot. Ayasa means...
Pratapta means what?
Pratapta means burning or hot, heated. Heated by fire. Vani pratapta. Ayasa is iron. Pinda is ball.
So you didn't just make that up.
You know what? That's what's so nice, that when you have this access to the Shastra, you realize that the words aren't coming from the teacher. It's not just the teacher's making it up. It's all just the teacher is teaching what is said in the Shastra.
This is proof.
You know, that's why I remember in India when I first started studying at the ashram of Swamiji, when we were learning Sanskrit, we were just starting to learn Sanskrit, and he was giving us a pep talk to encourage us, because we were all just starting, you know. And he said, you know, you will know that what everything that I'm saying is not coming from the Swami, that this is the tradition, this is the Shastra. The Swami is teaching you the Shastra Pramana. Everything that I say is here, and that's what you'll discover for yourself, and that will give you that nishta and confidence. You know, it's not just the Swamis telling you this and that, that it's actually the Vedanta Pramana. All of it is here. It's true. All of it is here. All the examples, everything. It's really neat. Yeah. So let's look. But, when it comes at the end of a word or a compound, means like. It's indeclinable. So like the ayasa pinda, the iron ball, pratapta heated, vani, by fire. Vani, pratapta, langa, ayasa pindavat. Like the iron ball heated by fire. Okay. So how do you read that? Brahma itself shines, having pervaded inside and outside, causing to shine, bhasayan, akilim, the entire world. So now you take that whole thing that's just been said, and then you apply the example, right? Like the iron ball heated by fire.
That's beautiful. It's so poetic, this presentation.
Yeah, it is. Swayam antara bahira vyapya, swayam antara bahira vyapya, bhasayan akilam jagat, bhasayan akilam jagat, brahma prakashate vani pratattaya sapindavat, brahma prakashate vani pratattaya sapindavat, swayam antara bahira vyapya. Swayam antara bahir japya bhasayan akilam jagat bhasayan akilam jagat brahma prakashate vanyir pratattaya sapindavat brahma prakashate vanyir pratattaya sapindavat. Good. All right, let's take a little break.
Beautiful.
Grammar.